Everybody, Shalom Aleichem. Tonight, we plan to take us to visit the Kosel HaMaravi and the Beis HaMikdash has still not been rebuilt. So the Pashtus is that we're obligated to rip Kriya. There is an opinion, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, the son of Rav Kook, was of the opinion that now, after the Mechamet Shesha Tayamim, because the Bokam HaMikdash is under Jewish control, you don't have to rip Kriya. But that is not the generally accepted opinion. We assume Kol Zman Dov Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is considered before Bada. One is obligated to rip Kriya. There are two different types of Kriya. When a relative dies, if it's a parent who dies, then you have to rip Kriya Achigala Esliboy, a longer tear of Kriya, as opposed to a different relative who dies, you just rip Kriya Tefach. And then the other difference is that if one loses a parent, you have to rip Kriya Kol B'Godim Sha'olah, all of the clothing that you're wearing. And if it's another relative who dies, you only rip one beggar. Here, with respect to ripping Kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi, the Gemara says it's like Ovi V'Imo, means that you have to rip Achigala Sleep, but it's not enough just to rip a Tefach, you have to rip till Keneged your heart. With respect to what you have to rip, Kol HaGadim Sha'olam, that's a big machlokes. Ramam and the Ravid, so the common practice is whenever there's a machlokes, a legitimate machlokes, the Misafik, you don't rip Kriya. Many have the practice which is improper, that on Erev Shabbos, when you go visit the Kosel HaMaravi, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, you don't rip Kriya. This is a major mistake. You say it comes from Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Pesach after Chatzos has it been like a Yontov. From this week's Sedran, Parshas Pinchas, the Torah lists off all the Yom Tovim. So lists off Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. But it calls what we call Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos. And the Chumash in today's Sedra, Chag HaPesach, is after Pesach, after Chatzos, when you bring the Korban Pesach. So because Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, is listed together as Yom Tov HaPesach, together with all the Yom Tovim, so the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes, where the one observes Avelus at that time. Say somebody is in the middle of Shiva. So when it comes Yom Tov cancels Shiva. Someone's in the middle of Shloshim, when it comes Shloshim, when it comes Yom Tov, so Yom Tov cancels Shloshim. So when does Yom Tov come? When Pesach arrives or when Erev Pesach Chatzos arrives? So that's a machlokes. So because that's a legitimate machlokes, that's why there are more. In Shulchan Aruch, you're over there, Paskins Lahakel. But Erev Pesach after Chatzos cancel Shiva. Erev Pesach after Chatzos cancel Shloshim. One already started Shloshim. So we Paskin Lahakel over there. So Erev Pesach after Chatzos, let's say a Chalamoid. Someone dies a Chalamoid. Does one rip Kriya? So the Mishnah says yes. If someone dies on Chalamoid, you rip Kriya. The Gemara says, Kriya l'chud v'abelus l'chud. Kriya is one din and abelus is a different din. Even though one doesn't observe abelus or Chalamoid, but you do rip Kriya. Ripping Kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi has a din of abelus though. You don't say abelus l'chud and Kriya l'chud. So if one visits the Kosel HaMaravi on Chalamoid, you don't rip Kriya. So if one would visit the Kosel HaMaravi on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, then you would not rip Kriya. But if you would visit the Kosel HaMaravi, any other Erev Shabbos, any other Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos, you would rip Kriya. This is a mistake that people made. In the Shulchan Aruch, the commentaries point out that there was a common mistake in Europe. It's in America also, a lot of people make a mistake. They think that the Erev Shabbos after Chatzos and every Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos, you don't observe Avelus. That's a mistake. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yom Tov. One doesn't observe Avelus. So again, tonight we're going to be by the Kosel HaMaravi. Generally accepted opinion is that you have to rip Kriya, not like Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook was opinion, it's under Jewish control. There are three dinim of Kriya by Avelus of Beis HaMikdash. When you visit the Mokam HaMikdash B'Chorbanu, you have to rip Kriya. So we assume that Beis HaMikdash is still B'Chorbanu, there's no Beis HaMikdash. When you visit Yer HaTikah, the old city of Yerushalayim, the din is you have to rip Kriya. So that's a big machlokes. What is that Kriya all about? So the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion. Mishnah Berurah quotes the earlier apostle, ripping Kriya out of the Yer HaTikah, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, is because it's no longer the capital of Eretz Yisrael. We don't have a Jewish government, we're no longer the capital. Today it is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, one would not rip Kriya on the Yer HaTikah. That's the common practice, you don't rip Kriya. Many Gedolim were of the opinion that ripping Kriya over the Yer HaTikah Yerushalayim is not because it was the capital and the government collapsed. No, it's because it's the Makom HaMikdash. You eat the Korban Pesach, you eat the Kodesh Kavanah, the Yer HaTikah. The Kol Zman Dov Beis HaMikdash, the whole Yer HaTikah is the Korban. So So those who always follow Rav Soloveitch, you have to rip kriya when you visit the Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bachel like that also. You have to rip kriya in Anir Atika. Generally observed practice is that because it's a sveka d'dina, so you don't rip kriya. Whenever there's a suffic kriya, you don't rip kriya. Number one, because kriya is only by the rabbanon, suffic the rabbanon lekula. Number two, because kriya is a baltashkis. So it's a suffic baltashkis. So the iratika, the general practice is you don't rip kriya. And the kaisam arabi, the common practice is that you do rip kriya. Then there's the third din of kriya. When you visit Or Yehuda b'churbanam, they'll probably take you to visit Kever Rochel. Because Kever Rochel was in Beit Lechem. Beit Lechem is Or Yehuda. So Kolzban Beit Lechem used to be under Jewish control after Mohammed Sheisha Tayamim. So that has the din, even though Beit Lechem is inhabited by Arabs, but if it's under Jewish control, so the Magen Avraham said that's considered Or Yehuda b'din Yonim. It's under Jewish control. Quite a few years ago, they gave over Beit Lechem to the Palestinian Authority. It's no longer under Jewish control. So at that time, the chief rabbi, I think Ramot Chalio was the chief rabbi at that time. He said, now you have to rip Kriya when you visit Beit Lechem. If you look at Beit Lechem, it's Or Yehuda b'churbanam. Remember the newspapers, they were attacking the chief rabbi. Why are you saying you have to rip Kriya? They thought he said you have to rip Kriya over the fact that the government gave it over to the Palestinians. That's not what he said. He wasn't taking a political position. He said, now it's under Jewish, not no longer under Jewish control. So it's considered b'churbanam. So when you take it to visit the Kever Rochel, if you look out the window and you see Beit Lechem, then you have to rip Kriya. That's not under Jewish control. If you close your eyes and just go to Kever Rochel, so then you don't have to rip Kriya. Okay? You have to, the minute is that whenever one rips Kriya on Ovidim of the parents, you have to rip Achigala Slibo. Of course, by most people, the heart is a little bit to the left. But the minute is, by Ashkenazim, the minute is that you rip Kriya on the left side. Whenever a different relative dies, then they rip Kriya on the right side. So here, since ripping Kriya by the Kosal Maravi is compared, the Gemara says you have to rip by Chigala Sliba, it's compared to Avi V'Imoi, the meaning is that you rip Kriya on the left side of the garment. But it's not Me'akeh B'Di'evit. If you rip on the right side, it's also good. Have a pleasant day.